Showtime.
Showtime.
To come back to stop.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's the picture that got small.
Kind of a big deal.
Hello? Look
at the painting, King.
With great power.
Painting, we're not in Kansas anymore.
You're a wizard, Harry.
What are we doing
up there? They call me Mr.
Echoes of Eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts. It's the life in your men.
Life.
Love. Ever dance with the devil and
rise away?
What have you done to his eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. Today's episode is on the mega-talented Beyoncé. Her career as Destiny Child's lead singer garnered her enough success for a lifetime, but now she has done that along with pursuing a hugely successful solo career. She is a sagacious businesswoman with ventures including a streaming music service, records, modelling, a clothing line, and film production. All this while cementing her place as a cultural icon over the past two decades. So with no further ado, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. Beyoncé Giselle Knowles Carter is an American singer, songwriter, and dancer. Beyoncé is known for her boundary-pushing artistry and vocals. Her success has led to her becoming a cultural icon and earning her the nickname Queen Bee. Beyoncé performed in various singing and dancing competitions as a child. She rose to fame in the late 1990s as a member of the R&B girl group Destiny's Child, one of the best-selling girl groups of all time. Their hiatus saw the release of her debut album, Dangerously in Love, which featured the US Billboard Hot 100 number one singles, Crazy in Love and Baby Boy. Following the 2006 disbanding of Destiny's Child, Beyoncé released her second solo album, B-Day, which contained singles Irreplaceable and Beautiful Liar. Beyoncé also starred in multiple films such as Austin Powers in Goldmember, The Pink Panther, Dreamgirls, Obsessed, and The Lion King. Her marriage to Jay-Z and her portrayal of Etta James in Cadillac Records influenced her third album, I Am Sasha Fierce, which earned a record-setting 6 Grammy Awards in 2010. It spawned the successful singles If I Were a Boy, Single Ladies, and Halo. After professionally splitting from her manager and father, Matthew Knowles, in 2010, she released her musically diverse fourth album, Four, in 2011. Beyoncé later achieved critical acclaim for her sonically experimental visual albums, Beyoncé and Lemonade, the latter of which was the world's best-selling album of 2016 and the most acclaimed album of her career, exploring themes of infidelity, feminism, and womanism. In 2018, she released Everything Is Love, a collaborative album with her husband Jay-Z as The Carters. As a featured artist, Beyoncé topped the Billboard Hot 100 with the remixes of Perfect by Ed Sheeran in 2017 and Savage by Megan Thee Stallion in 2020. The same year, she released the musical film Black is King with an accompanying visual album with praise from critics. In 2022, Beyoncé received further critical acclaim for her seventh studio album, Renaissance, which experimented with disco and house music and paid homage to the LGBTQ plus ball culture. She obtained her first solo number one since 2008 with the album's lead single, Break My Soul, with the Renaissance being the first solo studio album since 2016. She is one of the world's best-selling recording artists, having sold over 200 million records worldwide. Her success during the 2000s was recognized with the Recording Industry Association of America's Top Certified Artist of the Decade, as well as Billboard's Top Female Artist of the Decade. She is the first solo artist to have their first seven studio albums debut at number one on the Billboard 200. Beyoncé's accolades include 28 Grammy Awards, 26 MTV Video Music Awards, 24 NAACP Image Awards, 31 BET Awards, and 17 Soul Train Music Awards, all of which are more than any other singer. In 2014, Billboard named her as the highest-earning black musician of all time, while in 2020 she was included on Time's list of 100 women who defined the last century. Now on to today's mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for Beyoncé, and just before I say it, I must apologise to Beyoncé because it is one of the most unfortunate mnemonics I've ever done. But in saying that, you will remember it. And the mnemonic for Beyoncé top five songs is CHARFS. And that is spelt C-H-A-R-F-S. Now, the definition of chaff, according to the Urban Dictionary, is to discharge stomach contents through the oral cavity. And for this one, we will be taking all of the consonants and the vowel is assisting. So for this one, picture Beyoncé coming back home after winning another Grammy and after way too many celebratory drinks, chaffing, which is throwing up, in the back of the limo. So we'll get into it. Chaffs, we take the C for crazy in love, the H, halo, the A's assisting, the R, run the world, in brackets, girls, F for formation, and the S, single ladies, in brackets, put a ring on it. And we'll just go over that one more time. And the mnemonic for Beyoncé top five songs is CHARFS. We take the C for crazy in love, the H for halo, the A's assisting, the R, run the world, in brackets, girls, the F, formation, and the S, single ladies, in brackets, put a ring on it. Now on to
five fun facts.
And the first fact, fact number one. Beyoncé had an early start, winning her first talent show at just 7 years old. She won against competitors twice her age with a version of John Lennon's Imagine. This win prompted her father to enter her in to more competitions, which paid dividends, winning a stupendous 35 competitions in a row. And fact two. Now, this could be a fact or a factoid, but Beyoncé apparently adopted her alter ego, Sasha Fierce, to overcome stage fright. Now, considering she performed from the age of 7 in a million competitions, performed in front of customers at her mum's salon, after which she hustled them for money, along with being front and centre to most of her video clips, find it a little hard to believe that stage fright was one of her main challenges. Just saying. And fact three. Beyoncé made history when she was the first solo artist to have 6 consecutive albums hit and debut at number 1 on the Billboard 200 chart. And fact 4. Beyoncé loves art, but took that to a whole different level when she and her husband, Jay-Z, rented out the entire Louvre Museum to film the music video for their song Ape Shit. Some of the pieces featured in the film clip included the Venus de Milo, the Mona Lisa, the Greek goddess Nike, and the coronation of Napoleon, which is just to name a few. Now, apparently, a true story from that day of filming the video clip at the Louvre, Beyoncé, according to sources, had misplaced her phone, which was totally understandable considering Beyoncé and the troupe of dancers were basically half naked during the clip. Anyway, she asked one of the janitors if she had seen it, as it was very special to her, as it was a gift from Jay-Z and was diamond-studded. Now, the janitor told her she hadn't seen it, but offered to give it a call to see if they could locate it. To which Beyoncé replied, "Unfortunately, that's not going to work, because I left it on silent." To which the janitor replied, "Well, if you liked it, you should have put a ring on it." And the last fact, fact number 5, Beyoncé was actually asked to play the lead role in A Star Is Born. In the end, scheduling conflicts made it impossible and the role eventually went to Lady Gaga, which she made her own. Well, sort of, along with Judy Garland and Barbara Streisand. Now on to
the three question quiz.
And the first question, question number 1. Which movie did Beyoncé appear in first? And your options are Dreamgirls or Austin Powers in Goldmember? And question two. Beyoncé is the most nominated and awarded woman in Grammy's history. Is that true or false? And question three. Beyoncé was the lead singer of which R&B girl group? And we do have two bonus questions. And the first one is, what is Beyoncé's middle name? And the second bonus question, which state in America was Beyoncé born and raised? It's now time to recap that mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
And the mnemonic for Beyoncé top five songs is Chaffs. We take the C for Crazy in Love, the H, Halo, the A is Assisting, the R for Run the World, in brackets, Girls, the F for Formation, and the S, Single Ladies, in brackets, Put a Ring on It. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, which movie did Beyoncé appear in first? And your options were Dreamgirls or Austin Powers in Goldmember? And the movie that Beyoncé appeared in first was Austin Powers in Goldmember in 2002. Dreamgirls was 2006. And question number two. Beyoncé is the most nominated and awarded woman in Grammy's history. Is that true or false? And Beyoncé is the most nominated and awarded woman in Grammy's history, so that's true. And to this point, she has 79 nominations and 28 awards. And question three. Beyoncé was the lead singer of which R&B girl group? And Beyoncé was the lead singer of Destiny's Child. And our first bonus question was, what is Beyoncé's middle name? Beyoncé's middle name is Giselle. And our second bonus question, which state in America was Beyoncé born and raised? And the state in America that Beyoncé was born and raised is Houston, Texas. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is Malinger. And that is spelt M-A-L-I-N-G-E-R. And the meaning, according to dictionary.com, is to pretend illness, especially in order to shirk one's duty, avoid work, etc. And our simple example today is Beyoncé has never been one to malinger, with her work ethic driving her success. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. And also, if you'd like to suggest a topic or have any additional fun and interesting facts for today's episode, I'd love to hear them, so post them on Facebook and be sure to tag me. Again, if you have a suggestion of a mnemonic that you have created, send it to themnemonictree@gmail.com. Every 10 weeks, we will announce a winner for the mnemonic of the month, which may be used in future episodes. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.